This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can jump in there over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So, changing gears here to Bill Cosby. Chris, you've got a story.
Speaking of sexual assaulting people.
Right. We just finished, for those who are just tuning in, we just finished talking about a dirty cop threatening a woman and trying to blackmail her into committing sexual acts with him, which didn't work out too well because she recorded the whole thing and he ended up getting arrested, thank goodness, and losing
fired
his job.
Fired, then arrested, yes.
Yeah. So, let's change gears to Bill Cosby, who, as our listeners probably know, is now facing the rest of his life in prison for multiple sexual assault charges that he failed to defend successfully in criminal courts.
I don't know if it's been multiple. I mean, one conviction, I think.
Was it only one?
I think it's only been one conviction, yeah.
Okay.
But I could be mistaken.
You may be right about that. There was definitely plenty of allegations.
There are a lot of allegations, and I think that in this criminal case, there was only one allegation that was within the time frame of statute of limitations.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And
so there's, I believe, a civil suit against him as well.
Probably, yeah.
And they're going to have a tough time getting money out of him, apparently, because the allegation is what?
So, apparently, Bill Cosby has used bitcoins, has bought Bitcoin, $500 million worth of Bitcoin.
$500 million worth of Bitcoin.
$500 million, yep.
Wow.
And supposedly, it's to keep creditors, government, and his wife from his remaining assets, basically.
Wow.
And the conviction was actually three counts of aggravated indecent assault.
Okay. Three counts.
Interesting.
On the same victim, do we know, or more than one?
That's just the first sentence of an article.
I've got more here.
Yeah, tell me more. Where's the source, by the way?
So this is from RadarOnline.com.
Okay.
And I have to say, I don't know who wrote this article, but it's like, seems like the most man-hating, biased story I've ever read. But nonetheless, it's still worth reading. So desperate to salvage what's left of his $500 million fortune, Bill Cosby is converting cash into virtual currency so he can keep it away from his creditors, the government, and long-suffering wife, Camille, RadarOnline.com has learned exclusively. He moved close to $5 million in Bitcoin after an expert told him it is practically untraceable and impossible for anyone but him to retrieve.
Well,
$5 million is a lot less than $500 million. I just want to point that out.
So the story headline is Bill Cosby using Bitcoin to keep creditors, government, and his wife from $500 million, not $5 million. So again,
and in the story, it claims it's five.
Yeah, this is very clearly like a gossip outlet of some kind. I'm not
CCN
familiar with them, but
has an article
cryptocurrency
headline news? Right. Headline, Gossip Mag claims Bill Cosby is using Bitcoin to hide his fortune. He's probably not.
Let's get the analysis.
Let's
get their analysis after we hear this.
I have to say, this story makes it very interesting. Let's skim through this real quick. There's a lot of good stuff in here that's just like... Yeah.
Oh, but before you go on this, whoever this expert was that informed Bill Cosby apparently doesn't know what he's talking about because... Bitcoin is not anonymous. It is a public ledger. It can be used in a sort of anonymous fashion.
Pseudo-anonymous.
Yeah.
You'd have to prove an account was associated with an individual somehow before you can...
But how is Bill Cosby buying $5 million worth of Bitcoin?
That's a lot of Bitcoin.
You know, you don't just get on an exchange and drop a $5 million order on, do you? I don't think... You know, like,
I don't know.
I don't buy Bitcoin in that quantity, but I've seen exchanges before where, you know, if you make a large purchase of several Bitcoin or a bunch of Bitcoin or something like that, you're going to move the price significantly on the, you know, the price is going to go up if you're going to be buying Bitcoin.
So maybe
Bitcoin
that's
like that.
How the price wound up dropping from like 19,000 was.
It was all Bill Cosby.
I got to get $5 million worth of the Bitcoin and I'm just going to buy it, whatever the price.
You know, he probably could have used the middleman though and not done it all on like let's say at one purchase.
At one time.
So yeah, I mean 5 million it's a lot, but it's not
a whole lot.
It's not an unbelievable amount where you
I mean Bitcoin's worth $100 billion right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It wouldn't have the kind of
impact not
on the price
market significantly
of Bitcoin, yeah. The expert said it couldn't be taken in a divorce, bankruptcy, or the government in any liens. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I suspect they probably...
Well, if they can't get it, they can't take it.
Yeah, but they... Well,
if they don't know that you own it...
They may know.
They can't take
there
it.
There have been... Sure, okay, that might be true, but they can physically hold you, and I know that...
They're going to physically hold him.
Physically, yes, true. So in this particular case, it's very unusual, but in other cases where there wasn't a criminal case involved, they would probably have held him in the divorce situation.
And again...
doesn't supply the money where they can prove that he had the money. And even if he does, if they don't prove that he had the money, if the judge thinks he has the money, they will hold you.
And again, this is not a statement from a lawyer. This is a statement from somebody that allegedly knows Bill Cosby that said a thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. As
Radar has I heard fill in the blank. Well, you may have heard that. It doesn't mean it's true.
Do they cite their source or is it an anonymous source?
It's an unnamed insider.
Yeah. As Radar has reported, the convicted sex fiend owes $25 million in unpaid legal bills for his failed criminal defense and has taken out mortgages on his New York and California homes to improve his cash flow. But a source inside Cosby's camp revealed the fallen comic has no intention of paying his legal fees.
Why should he at this point?
I mean, the guy has literally basically lost a case that probably he paid enough for where they should have, even if he was guilty,
they should have demanded their fees up front.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's apparently got the cash for it, right?
Pay now.
What's more, his humiliated wife, Camille, 74, is set to walk out on the twisted TV sleaze when he goes to prison. And sources said the pervert knows Camille will fight for every nickel in divorce court. Cosby's Bitcoin scheme could also finance a potential escape from justice. This is where it gets really ridiculous.
Yeah, when I hear this.
According to a fugitive expert.
Who we won't cite.
Yeah, of course not. To me, it raises a huge red flag. Said Frank Ahim, author of How to Disappear.
Oh, they do cite him.
Okay. You know, it's actually interesting because this is actually the kind of arguments that they really will make, prosecutors will make in court.
He saying? What's he the author of? I'm sorry.
How to Disappear.
Okay.
So I guess it's a book.
I've heard of that book.
I have also heard of that book. Yeah.
Cryptocurrency has decreased in value, and you'd have to be crazy to buy Bitcoin now. But it's a great tool if you're planning an escape. He could basically have a middleman in another country receive the money. He just needs to go there to collect it. The sicko was convicted on April 26th.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Okay.
First of all, the advice here. You don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. Yeah, the price is down compared to December, but it's up compared to a year ago.
Right.
And so whether now is a good time or not to buy is completely up to you. I'm not going to make any investment advice. You know, I don't know enough about investing, and I don't think anybody knows what the future of Bitcoin is going to be. But the trend in Bitcoin has been to go up in value over time. Even though there may be some downward slumps at times overall, it has gone up. And the idea of this middleman?
Yeah.
No, mister. It doesn't work like that. So maybe this author needs to do a little bit of research here. When you have Bitcoin, you don't have to give it to a middleman who's waiting in another country to then give it back to you or whatever once you actually get there. The Bitcoin is yours. It's on the blockchain. You have the keys to that Bitcoin, and you can access it from anywhere in the world as long as you have an internet connection. Now, of course, that's presuming Cosby's going to try to leave the United States, and I imagine that they've revoked his passport and would make it very difficult if he showed up in any airport.
I think he's currently on some kind of house arrest because the prosecution made the argument that he was a flight risk.
You better believe he's a flight risk.
Oh, they're going to, and you're going to spend the rest of your days in jail, they automatically assume you're a flight risk.
I mean, I wouldn't blame him for trying. You know, he's going to likely die in jail. So you might as well go ahead and, you know, pack yourself across the border or something like
that. As much publicity as his, you know, case and all has gotten, I'm shocked if the guy, you know, if he was innocent, I suspect they'd still find him guilty.
You think?
I think so.
Because of all the allegations?
There's so many allegations. The whole thing seemed like it was stacked against them from the outside. No, I haven't followed it at all, mind you, but, you know, maybe there's some really solid evidence. But
let's talk more about this. We got more from the original article, and then, Daryl, you've got a follow-up analysis piece from an actual cryptocurrency news reporting organization. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The crypto tip is now available in Bitcoin Cash. We've talked about the crypto tip here on Free Talk Live. CryptoTip.org is where you can go, and you can print out printed business card-sized tips in either Bitcoin Cash or Dash. So you decide which crypto you want to use, and you can decide which amount you want the tip to be, $10 worth, $20 worth, $15, whatever. You can print out as many of them as you want. You can do it for no cost, by the way. There's an option to tip to the website, but you can set that to zero if you just want to try it out and see how it works. So it's totally free if you want to print up your Bitcoin Cash tips over at CryptoTip.org. You can then leave them in places in which you would normally tip on top of your normal tip. That way people will pay attention and take you seriously rather than feel like you've insulted them because they don't know what it is that this thing is. You're trying to help people learn, so you want them to look at it and seriously consider it. So leave it on top of a good cash tip as a bonus on top of that. And it's fully trackable, meaning that when you put your email address in, when you sign up, if somebody cashes in one of your tips or redeems one of the tips, you'll get an email, give you a heads up.
Yep.
And you can even take notes on the tips page. When you create the tips, there's a page where you can leave a note for each tip that you've printed up. So you could say, oh, I left this tip for Sheila, the waitress at Friendly's, you know, on this day or whatever. And then when Sheila actually redeems the tip, if she does, you'll get an email and you can go and check and you say, oh, yeah, it was Sheila. And then the next time you're in at Friendly's, you can talk to Sheila and say, hey, how'd it go, you know, with your cryptocurrency? You know, do you have any questions or whatever? You can follow up with them.
She might say, oh, I gave it to the guy that works in the kitchen because he likes crypto.
Yeah, she might say that. And we've had things like that happen here as we've used them a lot here in the Keene area. So go to CryptoTip.org and get started with yours for either Dash or Bitcoin Cash now at CryptoTip.org. So, Chris, you're sharing with us a story here about Bill Cosby allegedly buying Bitcoin, according to an anonymous source.
Allegedly, yeah.
And
reportedly, he may have, according to a source that we're not saying who.
A source of a source of a source.
And they claim it's $5 million worth is what he's already purchased, claiming that he may be intending to buy more of it in order to avoid having to pay out in a civil case, in order to avoid having to pay out to his wife in a divorce case. Tell us more about the allegations here. And what was the entertainment?
The Radar
site?
Online.
Radar Online?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more.
Yeah, so the sicko was convicted on April 26th of drugging and sexually abusing Andrea Constand in the same Sheltenham, Pennsylvania estate, where he's now confined and wearing an ankle bracelet to track his every move.
Mm.
The 81-year-old monster will be sentenced on September 24th and faces up to 30 years behind bars. He's preparing for the worst by hiring a prison consultant. This is actually kind of funny. Him on life in the big house. Yeah, supposedly this is actually a common thing to occur, where these wealthy people who end up in prison, like, they hire a pro, a con. Like, teach them how to, deal with the prison.
What is prison like?
Yeah.
If you're rich enough, you can hire somebody to teach you anything.
Yeah.
What's it like to tie shoes? I've never tied my shoes before. I've always had people for that.
This is great news for prisoners, I mean, who are looking to do something when they get out. You could become a prison consultant and
potential job opportunity.
Serious money.
You would think. Sources within his inner circle confirm Cosby locks himself in a makeshift prison cell in his mansion's third floor attic. Eats prison-style meals prepared by his chef.
BS.
And demands his staff scold him if he goes off schedule.
Again, this according to an unnamed source.
No, right? I think this is real. Like, this is something that they actually have you do if you hire one of these consultants.
No.
This is not the first time I've heard this. Yeah.
No, I don't believe this. They built a cell that he's spending time in.
Well, he's eating prison meals.
Wait,
hold on. I don't think they built a cell. They made a room or something, like a closet or something that he's supposed to go in or something.
They made something that they are claiming is a makeshift cell.
Yeah, so.
And he's eating prison meals? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what that means, but.
I'm sorry. I don't buy that at all. I buy the idea that he's bought some Bitcoin. Okay, that's plausible. That
seems like less likely than the whole...
I think he hired somebody to... Hey, tell me how to wind up not getting shanked the first day I walk into
prison. I think that can be true as well, like getting advice from a former prisoner, sure. But to fix prison-style meals, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to eat the best damn food you possibly can until you actually have to go to prison.
I think the idea is to prepare one for the psychological impact of being in prison. So it sounds believable to me. He moved a bed, a television, and a table, and a telephone into an old storage space inside. Revealed, he comes out of the cell six times a day. The twisted funny man has even had his lawyers draw up a proposal to fight his sexually violent offender designation, claiming that it would ruin his reputation. I believe that.
Will definitely ruin your reputation.
Oh yeah, in prison, sure. That label, even out of prison, that label is the only, the one thing you don't want to carry into prison, noted a prison expert. Sex criminals are an instant target on the inside. So, yeah, I mean, that's the story. So now, what's the real deal as far as what's going on?
Yeah, so CCN.com,
crypto,
which is...
coins news? Cryptocurrency news?
I don't think they ever actually say what the three letters stand for, but it's probably
something.
Cryptocurrency news.
Yeah, okay.
They, again, mention this gossip magazine, Radar Online, making the allegation that Bill Cosby has purchased $5 million worth of Bitcoin. They say, according to the publication, Cosby allegedly believes that moving assets into Bitcoin will allow him to shield his fortune from creditors, including his lawyers, whom he allegedly owes millions of dollars in legal fees, and possibly hide money from his wife if she pursues a divorce. Radar, like most gossip magazines, pays sources for stories and does not subject claims to the same level of scrutiny that a news outlet would. Consequently, the publication's claims should be taken with a heavy dose of skepticism, barring independent verification by a more reputable publication. On the off chance that it's true, though it's not clear from whom Cosby is getting financial advice, because this so-called expert is giving some questionable information. While it's accurate to say that Bitcoin transactions are uncensorable and, depending on how they are stored, resistant to government seizure, that does not mean that trading your physical dollars for digital gold will exempt you from financial liabilities. For one thing, it would be virtually impossible for someone as high profile as Cosby to both quickly... I'm trying to reword the sentence here because it's kind of oddly worded, to quickly acquire $5 million worth of Bitcoin and to do so in a way that cannot be traced by blockchain analytic firms. I'm not sure what a blockchain analytic firm is.
It's a group of geeks who know how to trace things on the blockchain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they do make a point of if somebody, especially Bill Cosby, bought $5 million worth of Bitcoin, somebody would notice it very quickly.
Well, I mean, there are...
You could spread it out and
you could
use various other things to mask the...
And also, keep in mind, I mean, the volume in Bitcoin, let's see here, according to CoinMarketCap.com, over the last 24 hours was $4.4 billion. So, I mean, $5 million is but a fraction of $4.4 billion.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump spoke at a rally in North Carolina for Republican House candidate Mark Meadows, as well as Mark Harris and Ted Budd. The president said Meadows was for border control, much like he is, calling gang members animals, no matter who it offends.
They're evil. they like knives better than guns because it's a much more painful death. And then when I said they're animals, Nancy Pelosi went crazy. She said, how dare he talks about human beings that way? I mean, can you believe this? So you have to be very politically correct. We have to be very nice. We have to...
Also, while in Charlotte, the president signed an executive order providing retirement security to small business employees.
Retirement savings plans will now be available to more Americans than ever before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free if you want. You take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And there's Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you. We've actually got somebody in there right now. We're going to go to that shortly over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Want you to know about AnyPay. If you are somebody who is in the world of cryptocurrency, and you want to accept crypto at your point of sale in the retail business that you do, well, AnyPay can make that super easy. Go to AnyPay.global. If you've already got a tablet at your point of sale, you are halfway done because it's really all you need. It's just some sort of device at your point of sale. You go to AnyPay.global, sign up with your username and password, jump right in, put your crypto addresses in the setup page, and then load up the point of sale app. It's really not even an app. It uses your web browser that you already have, so you don't even have to download anything. But you follow the instructions to get the app going on your tablet, and you're good to go. You're then accepting Bitcoin. You're accepting Dash if you want. You've got Litecoin and a few others in there as well over at AnyPay.global. So, Daryl, you're sharing with us some analysis of this story about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Ostensibly buying Bitcoin, according to an anonymous source, as reported to the Radar Online, which is basically an online tabloid.
Right.
We've got a little bit more of that coming up here.
Yes.
But first, Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line here on our Discord chat. Go ahead, Dean. Gene.
Hello, guys. Hey, Ian, I like your shirt. I'm in Houston to watch the Rebels play, so...
What is the Rebels? Is that a sports team?
Yeah, that's Ole Miss Rebels.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
College football.
Football.
Okay, football.
They're going to play tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so We're here for the game.
Are you like an alumni?
Who are they? Who are they kicking the season off with?
No, our son goes to Ole Miss.
I see.
Well, he did. He graduated this year. And tomorrow they're playing Texas, Texas Tech.
All right. So
that's our
team. Well, go team!
Yeah. Okay, so I'm calling to stand up for my buddy Bill Cosby.
Really?
I call him my buddy because I've never met the man, but I've listened to him for 50 years, and he is absolutely a hilarious guy. And, you know, all of this stuff that supposedly is evidence against him, if you were accused under this kind of evidence, Ian, I would expect you to be found not guilty. This evidence is so shaky, and it looks so much like a gold digger trying to make a lot of money on a rich guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I figured.
And as far as the Quaaludes go, you know what, Ian? Quaaludes used to be a recreational drug. That's what people did. They took Quaaludes to get high.
Yeah.
It's not like just because he gave her Quaaludes that he was trying to take advantage of her. That was a way to get high in the back in those days. And the rich people liked to use Quaaludes and a little bit of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get loaded. And then they'd have a party. And that's the way it was. I mean, this girl, when she went over there to his apartment, was no doubt aware of what she was in for, and I don't think she was against it at all.
You're saying she knew that she was taking Quaaludes, that Bill Cosby didn't misrepresent them as something else. He just straight up told her they were Quaaludes and that she wanted to use them to get high.
I don't know if he told her or not, but she knew she was going over there to get high and have a party.
Yes.
And if she, and so this whole thing, it didn't come up until many, many years later. It all seemed to be something that, you know.
There's a lot of allegations here. I mean, there are, it's not just this one woman.
He had a lot of parties.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was rich, and he liked drugs, and he liked booze.
And women.
And women.
Yeah.
And so now they're all coming out of the woodwork trying to make up all these things because of the Me Too movement. And I think
you think that's why? You don't think that there's actually something here? You don't think that there's some sort of taking advantage that went on here?
Well,
using
I mean,
influence and power to put women in vulnerable positions?
Yeah, well, the women went to his apartment, didn't they?
Well, wherever this happened.
Grabbed them from behind a bush.
Right, but just because somebody goes to your apartment doesn't mean that, you know, they're consenting to everything that you've got in mind.
That's true.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right about that. But then again, there's the other side of this coin where a girl going to his apartment, especially he's a successful Hollywood type and he's got a lot of money, and these girls want to get in with him and they want connections, and they go over there expecting to do whatever they have to do. Now, you can say the system sucks, and it really does. You know, it was not a good system. But that's the way things were done in Hollywood from the 1920s up until this Me Too movement started.
Is this not still how they're done?
I'm sure it still happens.
It's got to still be getting
well,
that
changed.
Way.
Now, maybe things are going to change now that this Me Too thing started.
Well, SAG and the other unions, they did say that, and this could just be for show, saying that they're putting an end to the casting couch sort of things.
How would the union be able to end that?
That's why I said it could just be, and it could be something of, if you do this, you violate the terms of union membership and you get kicked out of the union.
Yeah.
Does that mean you can't be hired anymore? I mean, and what's to stop
the producer
from, or some other producer that's not part of the,
right?
Are they doesn't hire union actors from hiring.
Is the producer in the union? Because he's not worried about getting kicked out if he's not actually in the union. Then it would be the victim of that.
Most everything in Hollywood is union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is he part of the SAG or AFTRA or whatever, the producer?
Generally, yes.
I thought that was just for actors.
SAG is Screen Actors
Guild. So why would the producer
be? Is something. There's all kinds of unions. Everything in Hollywood is union.
Yeah.
So there's a guy whose job is to move cables. That is all his job is.
Yeah.
He's in some kind of union. I don't know which one.
Right.
But if he's not a member of that union, he's not working on the set.
If there's a producer's union, I'm telling you, they're not going to kick you out over the casting couch because that's what happens. Like, why would that ever happen? Maybe they're going to ban the actor.
That's why I said it could just be all for show of these unions saying we're not going to allow this anymore.
And
could
I would think
show.
A lot of
know.
These actresses are currently, you know, at the end of their career. They're thinking, you know, I'm not making any money right now. And maybe they're trying to cash in on these casting couch experiences that they had when they were younger. And that's what I think is really happening. Mm-hmm. Now, they, you know, like I say, that was the system. It wasn't a good system. It's a pretty dirty system. But to put somebody in prison for 30 years over something like that, when that was accepted practice back then, it's just, I mean, I think it's pathetic. And I think that Bill Cosby is getting royally messed up here.
Yeah, interesting theory, Gene. I thank you for the call and the thoughts. Go ahead, Chris.
I've heard of there's another gentleman, Jacob Applebaum, who had a sort of similar type of situation where, I mean, they basically totally destroyed his reputation. Supposedly, like, all these people, you know, made accusations on this website, and turns out the only one that had any scrutiny to it was a girl basically being invited up to an S&M, bondage party, and then later not being happy about the situation after the fact, but then also coming out once they figured out who it was, coming out and actually said that, you know, I knew what I was getting into, and while I regret it, he didn't, you know, rape me or anything like that. And, but nonetheless, his career was ruined, and it's sad. I mean, we have this culture of I don't know if it's a Me Too culture, but it's this culture of like destroying people's careers and men and
Right, and then there's also a lot of women that are scared to come forward because they know that they're going to have every aspect of their life scrutinized by the police, by the media, and by the general public.
It's the penalties and the punishment and everything else is so strong. You have to have evidence that's beyond any reasonable doubt. And the reality is we usually don't have that.
Right, but you wore a short skirt last week, so therefore...
Yeah, and people get convicted over it anyway.
All right. We may have more on the way here. Also, we might do an Edgington Post here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is another edition of the Edgington Post Show. This is Mark Edge doing another Free Talk Live, Edgington Post, and I try to bring to you interesting news, interesting people who want to talk about things that are of interest to the Liberty folks. Right, so today I've got Steve Hayes, and Steve, you're a spokesman for the Fair Tax, is that right?
That is correct. I am actually the chairman of the board of Americans for Fair Taxation, which is the sponsor of the Fair Tax. We're a 501c4.
So for me, what that sounds like is Americans for a Good Form of Cancer. Admittedly, taxation is a... fair tax is probably better than the rest of the types of taxes out there, but I wonder about it in many cases. So I'm going to ask you some questions about it, and we'll go from there. Let's get a foundation of what the fair tax is. I think a lot of people have heard about it, but I'm not sure everybody has. And this is a general interest show, okay?
All right.
So lay it out for me in a nutshell. What's the fair tax? As opposed to the income tax,
fair
right?
Tax,
so it's a national tax.
The fair tax is on the federal level, a sales tax, a federal retail sales tax on new goods and retail services. And I emphasize new goods and retail services because that's what is being taxed. It is a 23% tax, as I said, and it replaces entirely the federal income tax, both individual and corporate, and the way we fund for Social Security through the payroll tax, which, by the way, is the most regressive federal tax we have. So we eliminate that. 23% on all new goods and retail services with a tax credit, which we call a prebate, which allows the purchase of goods and services up to the poverty level for each family size to be exempt from tax. Remember, with FICA, with Social Security and Medicare, dollar one, whether you have 10 kids or zero kids, you're going to start paying the Social Security tax. So we get rid of that, replace it all with a federal sales tax, and from a Liberty point of view, I don't know, Mark, you're of a different age group than I am, but I used to be very good friends with Harry Brown when he ran for president on the Libertarian ticket. in the 90s?
If I were to describe myself as anything as far as libertarian, you know, if people like to call themselves Rothbardians or whatever term, I would use Brown's name, perhaps Mary Ruart's.
Well, Harry became a good friend. We appeared on a lot of programs together, and we always had good-natured debates. And, of course, he always, during the debates, would say, you know, this is not what we want. We want to get rid of the federal behemoth. This helps fund it. But the things that are positive about the fair tax is that it puts everything the federal government is ripping off in front of every single American every time they make a purchase. From the youngest child to the oldest person, we're all consumers. And instead of hiding the amount of tax they're taking through the income tax, through the Social Security tax, through this tax, through that, everything is on the table every day. So everybody sees what it is. Number two, all taxes, every tax we pay to any government, not only just the federal government, but it's a consumption tax, Mark. And the reason I say that is if you have a tax of 10%, and you tax me on it, you've just reduced my ability to consume by 10%. I'm not the federal government. I can't make up money. I have to be able to spend what I have or I'm going to go bankrupt. So therefore, any tax is a consumption tax. Presently, we have hidden consumption taxes. And by that, I mean you have a tax on consumption before it occurs. And that's called withholding. That's called the federal income tax. That's called Social Security. You have a tax on consumption because the cost to corporations and businesses of the payroll tax and of the other taxes they pay to the government, federal government, are included in the prices. That's all hidden from you and me. So therefore, what you have to do in many cases in order to earn a dollar to use to consume, you're going to have to earn a dollar and a quarter, a dollar 30, maybe more, maybe a dollar 50 or 60. In order to net that dollar after the federal taxes. So you're still being taxed on your consumption, but the difference is the fair tax says, Congress and the swamp, you can't hide the amount of taxes you're stealing, because a lot of it, I think, is extorting it. And two, it's up to me how much tax I spend, because it's up to me how much I purchase. Now, obviously, there are minimum purchases I'm going
to
make.
Yep, you're going to have to pay the mortgage. You're going to have to, which probably wouldn't be taxed, would be my guess.
No.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay the mortgage. You've got to pay the power bill. Would that, just power bill is a service. That'd be taxed, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to have to pay.
But it's taxed today, Mark.
Yeah, it is.
Remember, keep in mind.
You will not get the argument
because of the pre-tax.
Yeah, you won't get that argument from me. I understand that that very much is the case. That we're just talking about a different way of taxing here. And I think that the real advantage to the fair tax is that it incentivizes thrift. It incentivizes people saving money. If people were incentivized to save money, then they wouldn't need things like Social Security nearly as much as they do. We buy a lot of crap that we simply don't need, and that incentivizing thrift is probably the best thing that we can do for the economy, and I appreciate the fair tax for that.
Let me give you another quick point, though, on that, going along what you said.
Okay.
There's a recent poll out showing that 78% of Americans, working Americans, 78%, Mark, are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. There's another one that says that 40% of Americans can't put their hands on $400 and that 60% can't put their hands on $1,000.
Wow.
Those are frightening numbers.
Frightening numbers. And, a lot of it's driven by the fact that during the last 8 years of Obama's presidency, we had such abysmal growth. But what drives payroll wage increases? What drives it is not the government mandating that you pay more. That simply, without anything else changing, will reduce the number of workers. But what drives it is productivity. It's being able to go have a worker who makes 10 widgets an hour with a machine, buy a machine, a better machine, and now he can make 20. Well, you've just doubled his productivity. I defy anybody to find an economist that won't show you that increases of productivity are what drives wage increases. It drives expansion of the economy, And what we've got with the fair tax, Mark, which is really important, is that we have just become a huge source for foreign investment. Of the 30-some-odd trillion dollars that is escaping taxation from the countries where their owner lives, you know, through various evasion in most cases, that's offshore. They're looking for investments. And if we get rid of the tax on capital here, we're suddenly a 20 to 40% more advantageous place to invest than any place else in the world.
Explain that to me. Why is it that you become the U.S. becomes more advantageous by sales tax?
Well, first of all, we get rid of the income tax because when they make these investments, they do it through entities that are going to be taxed.
That's correct. Okay.
Just like you and I.
Sure.
If you don't have an income tax, they're not going to be taxed.
If you come to the United States and you stay here long enough, and it doesn't matter what kind of visa you have, just the being on the soil as a non-citizen, you're responsible for paying the income tax.
And 181 days.
It's 181 yes. days, yeah, if you spend 181 yep. days. And I mean, you could have a student visa. You could have the kind of like visitor visa where you're just allowed to go to Disney World. It doesn't matter if you're making money from outside the country. So you, like, maybe you're an oil sheik. And you spend 181 days in the U.S., and your profits from pumping oil out of the ground in Saudi Arabia, you're responsible for paying income,
yes.
United States federal income tax on oil that is pumped out of the ground in a place that is not in the United States. They just do it. They just tax you. I don't
worldwide
imagine that many
income.
People pay it, but yes, they're responsible to pay it.
Yeah, and they are, and it's like a huge situation. Well, that same Saudi Arabian example you used is now free to come over here and invest in companies and startup companies, in your company, Mark, and whatever. And any profits that come out of that are 100% going back to Saudi Arabia. Well, you say, wait a minute, that means the rich are getting richer. Yes, but look at the 98% of the population that does better. And, yeah, maybe 1% to 2% are going to get an angle and be a little more ahead. But look at the rest of us who are working out there every day, and we're all going to benefit because that productivity increase, and you've got what's called the multiplier effect, which means that a dollar invested isn't simply a dollar impact on the economy. That dollar is multiplied because, let's say, the man who gets the money, he buys a machine.
To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web, archives.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.